Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address? Well, can I please have your zip code on the account?
63072.
And your first and last name, please?
Melissa Bunn.
Thank you, ma'am. I did locate an account. Could you please verify your address, ma'am?
It's 7903 County Line Road, and that's, my mind just went blank. Robertsville, Missouri.
Thank you, ma'am. And how can I try to help you today, please, ma'am?
I just spoke with an agent earlier about the fraud case that I'm going through right now, and they're supposed to be putting the money back in my bank, and she told me that I'd be getting a verification, like a the confirmation number and stuff through an email on my phone, and that I should have had it by now, but I have not gotten it. So I was just calling back to see what was going on with that, because I really want to make sure this gets put back in there, because my bank is waiting on this before they close my account out.
Yes, Ann. Let's see exactly what was going on.
Okay.
I do see that. Yes, Ann. For the app, for ByteTub, that gives you those healthy recipes to eat better and feel better, definitely was refunded $49.89 for you today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and it'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And yes, the way they send emails out, I do apologize, she didn't make it more clear. The way they send emails out, it goes in order. So how many that has to process before you? So each time we do a refund, it goes to basically a queue, and they send them out one at a time, not all at once. So yours should be coming up. Sometimes I have known it to take about 8 hours. Since they don't do it at nighttime. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, then. So then I could probably get a hold of my bank and let them know that it could be another 3 to 5 days then?
Yes, for the refund to come in. Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days. But for that email, it could take about 8 hours to get it back. Sometimes it does go in the junk folder for that refund email you requested.
Okay. Yeah, because I had called last week about Tuesday of last week and done this. And they told me it would be 3 to 5 business days, and nothing had happened yet. And I'd already told my bank that it would be 3 to 5 business days, and they had given me an extra lien on it. And now it's already been past that date, so that's why I was calling this week to see what was going on. So I'm hoping they'll give me a lien for another 3 to 5 business days again. So I'm hoping that'll go through.
I do see where you called in on February 28th and talked to a supervisor. And apparently it never got issued, and I do see someone returned and issued that today, and they said the refund was failed to be issued, and it did not go through for some reason, but it did go through now. And I can see it, $49.89 in full. I can see where it did go through, and your account was totally canceled.
Okay. All right. Well, I will call the bank back and let them know that today then. And I do appreciate your time and letting me know exactly what was going on with everything. So thank you very much.
Oh, most definitely, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a terrific day.
All right. Thank you. And you do the same.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.